It's almost 3 p.m. immediately after the close of our last episode, as Tony Fascina listens carefully to Gus Jansen, nods as Gus explains why she's to become friendly with Kate Beekman. And now Tony smiles wickedly when Gus tells her how she's to build a fire under Kate. In just a moment, we're going to hear Tony putting Gus's plan into effect. First, in another part of the city.
Oh, there's a parking space right near the bank, Chief. Will you wait, or shall I...
Both ways and say hello to Ed Beekman.
Oh, where?
Up there, starting to go into the bank.
Oh, Ed!
Oh, Mr. Mason, the street.
Hi, Ed. Well, aren't you working today?
Yeah, sure. Mr. Nicholas sent me to the bank again. I never knew I'd get such a kick out of going to the bank.
Now, it means a lot. It means that Mr. Nicholas trusts you.
Yeah. I was coming to see you, Mr. Mason.
Oh? What's on your mind?
What I asked you last week, I've been thinking about it, and asking my friends to check up on Katie, it's kind of going behind her back. It's like I don't trust her. Now, she says it's a nice place, and the folks treat her nice, but I turn around and ask you to take a look at the place.
Uh-huh. Well, why did you ask me to look it over in the first place?
Well, right at first, I was afraid Kate was mistaken.
In other words, you trust Kate, but you're worried about her judgment.
Yeah.
Well, there's a big difference.
You think I was right to ask you?
Yes, of course. Kate is young. She could be mistaken.
Yeah. You heard anything about that nightclub, Mr. Mason?
No, Ed. You know as much about the place as I do.
Oh?
But we'll do whatever you say. We have reservations. We'll be glad to look it over. But if you don't want us to...
Well, you go ahead, Mr. Mason.
All right.
Hey, I've got to get in the bank before it closes. Are you coming, Miss Street?
Yes, in just a second. Perry has to sign the deposit slip.
I better go ahead. I'll see you, Mr. Mason.
Right, Ed. Well, what is it, Della? What's the matter?
Well, why didn't you tell him there was something wrong?
Well, there'll be time later, if there is anything to tell him. And meanwhile, I want to trust Kate, too. So, now, are you going to cash that check?
Well, Kate wants to keep Perry Mason from learning the nightclub is operated by her father's old enemy, Gordon Weber. But as you know, it's fortunate that Mason is going to visit the club, because the nightclub is the headquarters of the very crime syndicate Perry Mason is investigating. And as you also know, Kate herself is in danger. Now, as Kate taps on the door of Tony Fascina's dressing room.
Just a second, honey.
You want me, Miss Fascina?
Uh-huh. And, Katie, when are you going to start calling me Tony?
Why, now, if you want me to.
Well, of course I do, honey. I thought we'd go over those cues again. Oh, if I can concentrate with this headache.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Maybe it's only the opening night jitters, but...
Can I get you some coffee, Miss Tony?
Gee, I'd appreciate it. You don't mind?
Of course not. I'll be sure it's good enough.
Thanks, Katie. Oh, thanks, honey. Thanks, Katie. Call me Tony because we're going to be real pals, kid. Ugh. Yeah? Gordy. Come on in, Gordy.
Didn't I see Kate Beekman leaving here?
Oh, she went to get me some coffee. Gee, I'm glad you came to see me. You've been so busy. And I've been so busy.
Uh-huh.
Well, say hello, Gordy.
I said it.
Oh, you know what I mean.
I want to talk to you.
Oh, talk.
Yeah, talk. You all lined up?
What do you think?
I'm asking you.
Yeah. I've checked the acts, and I'm going over cues with Kate when she gets back.
How's she working out?
Okay.
She's a bright kid. Don't you think so?
Yeah. Sharp as a tack. Oh, Gordy, I think I've got something in my eye. Here, look and see.
What?
Something in my eye.
Well, go to a doctor. I said I want to talk to you.
About what?
Miss Beekman.
Oh, Miss Beekman.
Yeah. Now, treat her nice, Tony.
Sure.
I mean it. I know how you feel about her.
I like her.
Yeah, you like her. You turn green every time you look at her. But be nice, Tony. I'm warning you. And one more thing. I'm letting her give you a hand, but she's not your personal servant.
Huh?
I mean, don't ask her to wait on you. Every time I see her, she's bringing you something from the kitchen or from the bar.
She offered to get me some coffee.
Who do you think you're kidding?
It's the truth. She offered.
Look, Tony, I'm telling you, don't make her wait on you.
Yes, Gordy. Okay, Gordy. Now, what are you looking at?
What are you up to?
Nothing, darling. You said treat her nice. I'll treat her nice. You say don't send her for coffee. I won't send her for coffee. Anything you say, Gordy.
Yeah, well, I'm going to make sure. It's just like I say. Come in.
Hello, Mr. Weber. Here's your coffee, Miss Fasina.
Put it down.
Where?
Oh, here on the dressing table. All right.
Say, Katie, how come you don't call her Tony? You standing on ceremony?
Why?
No, that's all right. Don't call her Tony. You're helping Tony, but I'm the boss, and don't forget it.
I won't, Mr. Weber. And since you mention it, Miss Fasina asked me to call her Tony.
Well, then why didn't you?
I just forgot.
Yeah, okay. Another thing, you're helping Tony with entertainment. You're not a personal servant. You don't have to go trotting off for coffee every time she snaps her fingers.
What? I offered to get it for her.
As I tried to explain to Mr. Weber.
Well, you listen to me explain. Now, get this, Katie. There's just one boss here. That's me. If anybody bothers you, all you have to do is let me know.
Well, I'm getting along just fine, Mr. Weber.
I'm going to see it stays like that. Remember what I told you?
Gee, Tony, he sounded as if I'd been complaining, but I haven't.
I know you haven't, but Gordy, well, he's just Gordy.
Tony, can I ask you something?
Why, sure. What?
Well, something I heard. I was good and mad when I heard it, but then I decided the man who told me was mistaken.
Told you what?
Something he heard. He said people here in the club are saying that Mr. Weber and I... Well, that Mr. Weber is interested in me, personally interested. Have you heard?
Oh, I wouldn't pay attention to gossip.
Have you heard that he's interested in me and I'm interested in him?
You can hear anything if you listen.
Then you did hear it.
Aren't you, interested in Gordy, Kate?
No.
Katie, I thought we were going to be friends. No? So it's one-sided, huh?
What?
Katie, I wouldn't say a word, not a single word, but you asked me. You mind if I talk to you kind of woman to woman?
I want you to.
Well, I've known Gordy a long time. He's a good little guy in lots of ways, but...
Yes?
Well, we've all got faults, and Gordy's a little guy, only he has to act big and talk big. Yeah, I've heard some talk. Oh, nothing you could put your finger on, but I hear Gordy's warned everybody to leave you alone because he's staked out a claim.
Oh.
Well, don't let it bother you, Kate, but take a word of advice, huh? I wouldn't be alone with him any more than you can help. Oh, you don't have to be afraid of Gordy, only... Well, look, have you met August Jansen?
Yes.
You like him?
Well, he seems very nice.
Well, he is. Now, there are men like August Jansen who a girl can trust to the end of the world. But Gordy, well, as much as I like Gordy, you be careful. Maybe I shouldn't have told you.
No, I'm glad you did. Thank you, Tony.
Anything for a friend, honey. Now, let's forget Mr. Weber and go to work, okay?
You see the purpose behind Tony's pretended friendship. And you know Tony's treachery is beginning to pay off. Because already Kate Beekman is beginning to fear Gordy Weber. Already Kate is being prepared to like and trust August Jansen. Already Kate is in danger. More of this tomorrow, so by all means join us, won't you?